Welcome everyone. I am really, really excited to have Jaya Rose here with us today. She is been an entrepreneur for 15 years. She became mom at 19. She was a personal trainer and a life coach for over 13 years when she decided to make a shift. She now helps spiritual entrepreneurs align with their message and offerings and get seen online so that they can take their business to the next level and attract their perfect clients with ease. So welcome, Jaya.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you so much for accepting my invitation. I have been actually following you for a while, so I know little things here and there, and I'm excited. I look forward to learn more about your journey and how you are helping people today. Through your, you know, coaching services and things like that. So can we start by you sharing your journey as an entrepreneur from, you know, from where where you started to where you are today?
Sure. Yeah. Well, you mentioned 15 years. I always think it's so funny once we get into our 30s and we start to say like things have been 20 years. And I'm like, oh my God. Right? It's so funny how we timestamp those things. But
yes.
Yeah, I've basically always been an entrepreneur. Like you said, I had my first daughter at 19. So from the beginning of my 20s, kind of when everybody else was going to college and they were thinking about what they wanted to do with their life, I was being a mom. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really start thinking about what do I want to do until I was about 25. Which is, you know, when she went to kindergarten and you kind of get your life back as a mom. And I can see really clearly from that path forward, which now exactly is 15 years ago, there was just no way I was going to work for someone else. I think I'm not stubborn and I get along with people, but I just have a really strong integrity system. And I feel like people need to be treated a certain way. And it's impossible to kind of work that into somebody else's business, you know, framework is mm-hmm. what I found. So I just was like, I'm just going to open my own fitness studio. And that's what I did for a long time. I was, like you said, a life coach and a personal trainer. And I owned two different fitness studios, one in California and one in Oregon. And that was awesome. And it's great. But I think there's two different levels of being an entrepreneur. There's like the I work for myself because I don't want to work for anyone else. Mm-hmm. And then there's the I'm doing really big things in the world. And I kind of wasn't doing really big things for a long while. And that's how you like speak about the shift. So I don't know, any of that kind of grab you, or is that a good start?
Oh yeah. I mean, absolutely. I think that, like you say, you know, two different kind of entrepreneurs, and, you know, like you have your own business, you have your studio, but it's kind of like comfortable, right? It's not necessarily yes. stretching you, right? Yes. And you know that if you want to impact more people, well, you either have to open a new shop or you have to work more, so you have more classes and things like
yes,
that.
Exactly.
So how do you expand and go beyond that, right? It is pretty hard. So I think that's where the other type of, you know, entrepreneurial journey comes into play. And I think that we did the same. We met the same person and we did the same class that really started this shift to, well, I have a bigger message. Maybe I owe to myself to share everything that I know and to try to impact as many people as we can.
Yes. Yeah, it's like just an awakening. You know, I love how Tony Robbins says that it takes years to get ready to make a change, but it really just takes one instant to change. Mm-hmm. And it's so true, because we can spin our wheels and think that we want something to be different, but until we're faced with a truth that is so uncomfortable that we cannot bear for it to be the truth anymore, we really don't usually make a change.
Absolutely.
And I think right? Like that is definitely what happened for me. And I think you were kind of touching on Marie Forleo.
Yes.
Is that, yeah. And I haven't done B-School. And so I've really just followed Marie online, but she's that classic online entrepreneur that does such amazing work for free. You know, it's like you can have a total life shift by just watching her free content. And so I've modeled my business after that in a lot of ways. You know, I use live video, But I just feel like it's the benefit of having an online business because it helps your business grow. It helps your visibility. But then you have this side effect where you're actually impacting people's lives and they're not even paying you. They don't, you know, it really is amazing. So it was just one of her free videos. And she talked about how you are being selfish if you don't share your message. Like if you stay small, it's not just impacting you. And I had just never thought of it that way. And it was literally like a pan on the head, like a huge, huge wake up call. And there was no way that I couldn't listen to that.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, Murray is one of the people that she spends most of the year providing free content, right? Yeah. Interviewing people, answering questions. And I think one of the key elements to our success, you know, besides our program in a community is our consistency. Our consistency is always being there. On Tuesday, you get Murray video, right? It's like, it's consistent all the time. And if you can get that habit, you know, like right from the beginning, like you said, I mean, you model your business. I can certainly see you all the time, you know, live. I see you on my feed all the time. So okay, it's working because you are top of mind. It is actually working. It's like, wow, she's always out there, always sharing something. And I think this is definitely one thing that I can see in many successful people. Not a lot. Some people just, you know, stay behind the scenes and they are just as successful. But I like that that idea of, you know, sharing for the sake of sharing your message without even thinking too much about, oh, okay, I did this Facebook, like how much money I'm going to make out of that, right? It's not about that. It's like if you, I can't remember who said that, but if you want to be more successful, you have to help more people. Yeah. It really comes down to that. So I think that's totally what you're doing. And actually, it's working because I can tell you, I can see that. And that's one of the reasons why I contacted you. I actually thought you were in B-School because of the way you do things.
Wow.
So it is. I mean, that's the kind of impact that Marie can have on people, is that there is so much free content out there, right? Just even if you look at our free video series, it is jam-packed with things to get you started, right? And then with the momentum that she has, you know, every week she can keep you motivated and she can, you know, keep you with that momentum. So that is awesome. Okay.
It is.
So I wanted to talk about a video that I saw on your YouTube channel, and I hope it's okay. and it's about this video where you shared your story about how you retired your husband.
Oh, okay.
Can we talk about that? Because I'm all about here lifestyle entrepreneurship and showing people that we can build a business being ourselves with empathy, authenticity, and without sacrificing our family, you know, friends, lifestyle, basically. So when I saw the title, it's like, well, I got to talk about that.
It was one of my original goals, not because it seemed cool or it looked like a great idea, but because my husband had a job that was really draining for him. And in return, really draining for our family. And he was working full time and sometimes had to go sleep overnight. In fact, he slept away overnight every week for one night. And then sometimes more than that. And we had a small child. Ava was, you know, newborn to three when he had that job. So she was little and I was building this business online and had a fitness studio and all my clients still. And it just was like, I just had this dream, like if he could be happier and quit that job and then it could help my business, like that is what is going to happen. And so as soon as I had my first 10K month, I was like, okay, that's it. And it was kind of crazy because there were no guarantees. There was no guarantees that I was going to have another 10K month. It was just like, this means I can do it. Like I did it one time, so I can do it again. And I know that in all of the things I've done in my life that really count, or that I look back and think like, oh, hell yeah, like that was awesome. That was so good that I did that. You know, there was always that gap where I had to jump and say, we don't know. I mean, there's no guarantee that this is going to work out, but I know that this is going to be one of the steps that's going to make it work out.
Yeah. I mean, I love that you said, like, when I go back into the things that were important. I think that's something that we often, as entrepreneurs, you know how we always want to get to the next and we don't take time to celebrate. Well, when things go bad, I'm pretty sure you can go back and say, yeah, remember that time when actually I did this. You know, I did this for me, but I did this for my family, for my husband. And, you know, when we say we want to help more people, that's also starts with helping our family, right? So, so I think that that is awesome. That's an awesome story because that shows the power of, you know, being able to go over, you know, being uncomfortable. This was certainly uncomfortable. I'm sure you didn't say, well, I did it once, I'll do it next month. I'm sure you had your doubt saying, like, can I really do this? Is that going to be okay? But I think it's only when we put ourselves in those situations that things happen, right? You have to change if you want things to change.
So. It's so true. Yeah, it's like the chicken or the egg, you know, are you going to get seen for everything you do before you put yourself out there? Like if you need the validation that it's going to work before it works, then you're never going to take the risk to do it. And it is, I think it's probably one of the most challenging things about being an entrepreneur, but when you have done it enough, it's really, it's not that it's easy, but it's easier because you get better at sitting in that uncomfortable place, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I really like, I'm sure you noticed that, you know, with Facebook Live coming and more people, you know, showing up live online, it's become okay to be more natural, you know, to not necessarily wear makeup and things like that. I remember a time, you know, several years ago where it was a big no-no, right? You would not even dare doing that because you would look unprofessional. And then if you were like on a video with your kid or even your dog, that would not look professional. You know, that we had that, I mean, at least I had that sense that it was not going to be okay. And I think there was this shift. And I think that Facebook Live really helped with that because people, even influencers, I've started to show up, you know, with no makeup, sometimes with the kids that's crying in the background or a dog that's running around and they are interrupted and showing that it's okay. And not only it shows authenticity, but it really helps build a relationship because people realize that they can relate, right? Oh, yes, I have a child, I have a dog, and I can still be successful.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Facebook Live is revolutionary. It's so amazing on so many levels. But I do think whether you have makeup on or you don't have makeup on, or, you know, I think it's just the showing up, period.
Absolutely.
Too, where you're like, you have this way of showing up that people trust it more easily. And they're like, oh, that was live. I mean, and you're going to mess up. It's not going, you cannot have a scripted Facebook Live. Okay.
You can't. You can't. That's not going to happen. Yeah.
No. And that's, it is amazing. It really, really makes you step your game up in terms of your content. Yeah. Because if you're uncomfortable speaking from the hip, if you're uncomfortable planning content that really is like magnetic, then it doesn't work. And it's funny because, you know, I teach Facebook Live. One of my signature courses is Rock Your Videos. And inside that course, I teach people how to actually use live video beyond just, okay, I'm just trying this, or I'm just getting a couple hundred views, and I've been getting a couple hundred views, and that was exciting at first, but where is it going? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you actually use it to grow your business?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a whole different thing than just like hopping on and being like, cool, I'm live, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one step, but definitely there is the whole strategy behind. But I think that it's really helped people see that it's okay to not be perfect because you can't be perfect on Facebook Live, right? Maybe some people manage to be sometimes, but I mean, you can't predict what's going to happen, right?
No.
Anything, pretty much anything can happen. I remember, you know, one where I had my daughter on all fours right behind here. She wanted to get to my bedroom and she didn't know that we could see her in the camera. So she's 12 and she was walking like this. And I'm like, what do you want to do? So, you know, I think this is really helping entrepreneurs understand as well that doesn't have to be perfect. You can, you know, just try it and be comfortable with imperfection, basically.
Yeah.
But of course, the strategy, of course, if you do want to get something, consistency and strategy are key, right?
Yeah. Oh, they're huge. Yeah. I think it's a great, it's one of those things, you know, and I believe in the paradox of life, you know, two things are true simultaneously all the time. So it's very true that it's not perfect. It's not scripted. And that is amazing because it makes you show up in your truth. It makes you really dive deep into, well, who am I and how can I showcase that in a way that feels authentic? Because if it doesn't look and feel authentic, it's not going to draw people in. So, I mean, there's that, and that's awesome. And then there's the other side that beyond that, it's an amazing thing to leverage in your business that takes strategy and it takes really understanding. It's not like you have to know all about the algorithms and you have to understand everything. That's a small piece. It's really about understanding who is my audience and how can I show up for them in a consistent way and not get bored with my own material. I think that's probably the number one thing most people ask me is like, how do you have so much content? How do you show up all the time? How, and people seem to have a really hard time with that piece. Like, how do I turn my message into consistent content?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there is this thing where we feel like we are repeating ourselves all the time. Things that we take for granted that we know and that sometimes we don't necessarily want to share. We don't want to talk about it too much because to us it's obvious. I mean, I'm talking, you know, like for myself. And I was like, well, it's going to be boring. Why people would be interesting? So we ask ourselves all these questions, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, is it, well, I don't want to bore people. But so it's becoming so important to really understand your audience and what they are looking for, because otherwise you're going to talk to a wall, right?
It's so true. There's so many pieces. And because I teach live video and I launched Rock Your Videos for the first time a year ago, and I've ran it 4 times live and I'm launching it again here in late October. And I think it's about sticking, like staying in your lane, right? So I teach that. I teach visibility. I teach video. So I know a lot about it. Now for somebody who teaches spirituality or the law of attraction, why would they know everything about live video?
Exactly.
Right? And so I hire people, like, for example, for my Rock Your Videos launch, I'm hiring a team for Facebook ads. Now I know how to do Facebook ads, but that's not my genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do think it's really important. I think especially with live video, it's like, it's so easy. It's just here. It's on my phone. I could just say go live. Like, isn't that good enough? But the truth is that if you don't have the skills to work it into your business plan and make it something that is actually growing your business for you, then you need to do something. You know, you need, and I think people are just getting to that point where they're like, oh, this is going to stick around. Like, oh, I should probably figure this out.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there are also people that have tried it and they didn't get any result and they're like, eh.
Yeah,
not for me. Oh, but yeah. So there is a strategy there and you know, it's pretty new. So I think that it might evolve, but right now there are things that are working and it's a pretty smart move to actually go and talk to people that actually know this stuff, right? Because speed of implementation again, right? So
I think
that's super important. So tying into that and being ourselves and not being perfect, I wanted to talk a bit about self-sabotage. This is another video that you have. And you talk about the power of investing in ourselves to empower ourselves so that we can get bigger and better results. So can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of investing. And it's funny because I just had this conversation with the Facebook ads company that they're going to help me. And part of what I said to them is just, I need the container of support. I need to invest in myself so that I will spend more money on Facebook ads. Because otherwise I'll be like, I'll just do $10. You have to have other people hold you accountable to your dreams. Like, it's your job to know what your dreams are and to believe that they're possible, and then to find people that will mirror that greatness for you and hold that space for you, because it takes a village. It does. Yeah. We are not in this alone. You know, it takes your connection with your higher power. And then it also takes that connection with people who are going to hold that for you, even if it's just in the form of accountability, but preferably in the form of like action steps that are going to work too. But I know that I attribute my part of my success or a lot of it to the action that I take, right? It takes taking action and it takes believing in yourself and all the self-work. But I also know that every step of the way, when I invest a big chunk of money in the next thing, I rise because like I rise to the challenge. I rise to being that person that would believe in myself that much.
Yeah.
I think there's just, I love the statement, the transformation is in the transaction. Sometimes
exactly.
That's all it takes is you're just like, I'm in, like I'm committed. And we need those external commitments. Most people do anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm 100% with you here because to me, I mean, same thing, you know, when I invested, I have seen the return every single time. And why? Because I invested money. So yeah. You bet I was going to do something. Like when I joined B school, it's $2,000. And we were like, I did the, you know, I even did the video to get the scholarship, to try to get the scholarship. I made a fool of myself. It's still on YouTube. But when my husband saw that I did the video, he said, you know what? If you don't get the scholarship, you can sign up. Because just by doing the video and knowing how it was way out of your comfort zone, I mean, I'm dancing and singing in the, for God's sake, in the video, right? It's like, that's how bad I wanted it. And I'm like, I'm going to, you know, try to do something I'm totally uncomfortable. And I recorded myself and I said, if it's ridiculous, I delete it. And if I have the courage, I'll post it. So I didn't win, but I joined. And then I did everything I could. I was, you know, I just took action. And, you know, before the course was done, I had already made my money and more. And most importantly, probably build my network. You are talking about we are not alone and we should be surrounded by peers that support you, that lift us up, and that support us in our dreams and our goals and things like that. That is so true. It is, to me, this is critical to our success. My husband is my business partner, but this is critical to us to have that support system.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I also think the key to asking people to pay you money is also being willing to spend money on yourself. Because if you're a business coach and you've never invested in your business, well, why is someone going to invest in you?
Exactly.
You know, or if you, I mean, any which way you look at, it's just the investment in yourself speaks volumes, both to potential partners or people who want to work with you, but also just to the universe and that staking the claim, like I am worth this. I'm in this, I'm in it to win it.
Yeah. You know, I have worked now with enough entrepreneurs that when I get on a call with a potential client, I can tell if the person is going, if this is going to be successful or not. You know, there are those people that are like so excited. It's like, when can I get it? And, you know, let's do this so that can, you know, they can always, they already see the next step. And then there are other people that are like, I'm not sure, I need to take it slow. When I make money, and when I hear the when, I'm like, well, it's the fear. Like there is a mindset, there is a mental block right there. And it's just not going to happen on its own. If you don't believe in your own thing, then why should people, you know, believe in you, right?
Yeah, no one's going to believe in you more than you believe in yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's one of the things that, you know, I realized. And then certainly I have been, I mean, for the past several months now, I have been putting myself out of my comfort zone. Like every single day, there is something I do. I mean, doing these videos, I don't do videos. That's not something that I particularly enjoy doing. I would like them to be better, you know, with things.
Yeah.
It's not about being perfect. I'm trying with consistency. I've been doing Facebook Live every single Thursday for like 6 or 8 weeks. I don't know. Like, and I'm just being consistent. Like, at the beginning, I said, I'm going to do it every day. I said, no, it's too much pressure trying to find a topic for every day. I'm just going to do once a day, but I'm just going to do it. And it's this consistency that gives you confidence too, right? Confidence.
It's so true.
I mean,
it really is.
I think it's a snowball effect, because when you do this, you realize like people start asking questions and they will tell you what they need, right? If you don't speak up, yeah. then people don't respond and they're going to tell you. And I mean, I have seen people create services and membership sites and e-course after people telling them, their audience telling them, can you teach me this? Can I do this? And then they say, well, and I'm going to oblige and I'm going to create something. And then it just sells because yeah. it's a natural need. So I think that's yeah. really the key, right? Just to be yourself and have that, that self-confidence, building that self-confidence, investing in yourself so that you can show up in your business.
Yeah. So true. I love it.
Yeah. So awesome. So Jaya, I think you have a quiz on your website, and I am going to share a link in the video. Can you tell us a bit about this quiz? I think it's about finding your spiritual zone of genius. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. So the quiz is an awesome way to get in touch with me, to connect with me. And actually, I think this is coming out right before I will be having my masterclass, the six-figure yes. live video strategies, how to rock your videos like a pro. I'm giving a free masterclass. So anybody who's even thinking about doing video, but especially if you've been doing video and you're just like, what are the secrets? You know, that's going to be a beautiful free masterclass to join, and you can find out about it. I don't have the link right now, so you can yeah. find out by just taking the quiz on my website, which is what is your spiritual zone of genius. And I do truly feel like when you know what your genius is and when you can really connect to what those natural abilities are, you can use those on live video even more. And that gives people that feeling of like who you are in a real true essence. So yeah. take the quiz.
Awesome. Yeah, I will take the quiz because I know I need to get better on my Facebook Live. You know, it's just not just about doing it. It's also about strategy. And I could use a tip yeah. or two in that area. But yeah, I think it's I think it's a snowball effect. If you can find out what your zone of genius is, how you are impacting people, you know, how, yep. you know, with your message, what is it? It, you know, then you can use that in your message and you're going to be so much more convincing and you're going to attract the people that you're meant to work with. So, and it's going to give you that confidence yep. that actually you're confident about your message and the way you're delivering it, right? Because it really comes from you, right? So, yeah. I love this. So I will be posting a link to the quiz. And then, so when you do the quiz, you will be notified about the free masterclass that's coming up. So that yep. is perfect timing. Yay. Awesome. So, and we find you at jayarosecoaching.com. Okay. So I yep. will post a link as well. And I will post a link to your YouTube video so that people can get inspired by your content, but also your video, the quality and things like that. I think this is yeah. This is a good channel, and also your Facebook Live. Are you doing your Facebook Live on your Facebook page? I can't remember. It's just in my feed, and I just see it. So
yeah, well, we're Facebook friends. So on my my personal page, I do a lot more like the process, the mindset, all of that. And then on my business page, I do more like video tips and the more. I'm definitely more businessy on my business page and more like just me. But I give a lot of value on both pages. So
yeah.
they're both
okay. Awesome.
I would friend request me and follow my page. So
yeah, exactly.
Everywhere.
And they are all 100% Jaya. So
yeah, awesome. Jaya, they're all 100% Jaya Rose.
Exactly. So I will post a link below. Thank you so much for accepting my invitation, Jaya. And I look forward to, you know, watching more of your videos and learn from you.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.